This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can, of course, take control of the airwaves. That's the point of the show, though we always bring stuff to the table that we think is interesting. We want to get back into the Marxist diner, which is something that the three of us can agree on, I think. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
So, Daryl, you, I brought it up as a topic tonight, but you had what you consider to be a better piece. I had one from a place called Heat Street.
Yeah, you've got one that's a bit of an exceptionalist sort of thing.
Headline here, Marxist vegan restaurant closes after customers no longer willing to wait 40 minutes for a sandwich, which you says was not an exaggeration.
Not an exaggeration.
They really were taking a long time to prepare the food.
Yes.
Now, just let's recap here. Here for listeners just tuning in our third hour, this place was a so-called employee-owned restaurant.
Right, and we just sort of glossed over. Yeah. I've not even read anything straight from the news piece here.
Okay, all right.
So,
let's dig into it then.
Yeah, if I just go with the article, it's like we're starting fresh. The end has come for a popular Grand Rapids restaurant, known as much for its creative vegan dish as its progressive business model. For much of its five-year existence, the eatery went by the moniker Bartertown Diner until it was rebranded in September to the Garden Diner and Cafe. The offbeat 30-seat eatery announced last month that their final day would be November 30th. After a strong summer, the restaurant, with about a dozen employees, struggled in recent months, according to Thad Cummings. He took over in March with Crystal LaCoy, who left 2 months later. Cummings says, I was an original investor. I wanted to push it to see if the model could be done. A farewell message on the Facebook page that's since been pulled down completely indicated that the business, and they give the address, and another business, Cult Pizza, and they give the address of that, are
cult
both
pizza.
Cult, you know, as in like, you know, cult,
a cult
of personality, yep. Cult of pizza. Cult Pizza are both up for sale for $60,000 and $40,000 respectively. The price tag, however, does not include the lease for the three units that each come with a monthly rent of $1,600. Both Bartertown and Cult Pizza, which opened in 2013 and closed earlier this year, were started by Ryan Capoletti, a vegan chef with a plan to create a sustainable restaurant model with baker Roxanne Aguilar. Before Bartertown's 2011 open, he created vegan menus for Stella's Lounge and the Viceroy and also helped with Brick Road Pizza. Bartertown's initial menu was described in a 2011 review as an imaginative array of veggie, vegan, and raw dishes that came with the names like Dirty Dirty Beans and Greens and Raw Trash Salad.
That does not sound attractive.
Not at all.
I mean, vegan food generally doesn't sound attractive to
now,
me. But
I will say,
it could be very good.
And I'm like, you know, the anti-vegan.
Yeah, you don't eat vegetables. That's not your thing.
I did, when I lived in San Antonio, I did enjoy going to this vegan restaurant that had vegan pizza.
So tofu pizza,
right?
Basically.
So it's Vwam, so vegan ham. There was Vossage, so vegan sausage. There was bacon, and the bacon actually tasted almost like bacon. So it was, you know, tofu with like liquid smoke and something else.
If it fooled you, Daryl, then it must have been all right.
Yeah. Here they say in the first year, Bartertown landed on Vegan News' list of top 10 new vegan restaurants, sharing the spotlight with eateries in London, Toronto, Vancouver, and Las Vegas.
So what you're saying so far is, okay, the chef, he's somewhat renowned, he's had some experience,
right.
The part owner, or I guess, I don't know how he can be an investor in a restaurant that's employee-owned, I don't really understand how all that works, but anyway, you're saying some, you know, okay, so they got some press, it sounded good.
Sounded good. Not only was the menu unconventional, so was the business model.
All right. Now, this is the interesting part to me.
Bartertown, a collective, which meant that there were no bosses, according to Cappelletti.
Hmm.
The inspiration for the worker-owned restaurant was based on Cappelletti's own restaurant experience. Quote, because of our economy, people are working 12 to 15-hour shifts. Servers take home $200 to $300 a night in tips. The cooks make $10 an hour, and the owner takes whatever he takes.
$200 to $300 a night. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
We're going to have an equal pay and equal say across the board. Everyone works together. Employees would be expected to join the union, industrial workers of the world.
Oh, God.
In keeping with the worker empowerment theme, he commissioned a mural depicting Marxist revolutionary Che Guevara, Chinese communist leader Mao Zedong, and other provocative leaders tackling restaurant duties.
Provocative is another word for murderers.
Because those guys all got paid the same as Vera, foot soldiers and goons, I guess. Yeah.
In the end, the restaurant failed to achieve the employee business model it envisioned.
Hmm.
Cummings said, it had never been a worker-owned restaurant. That was a misnomer. We still bought locally and paid living wages. The living wages, no tip model required the restaurant to do a high level of sales to sustain the high operational cost.
No tip model.
No tip. So you're not allowed to tip.
Interesting. Because there are some places...
Because everybody makes the same.
Well, but there are some places where the employees will pool their tips.
Right. But that's not legal everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
That's not legal in New Hampshire.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there was actually a lawsuit a couple years ago that I happened to have read that it was going to the Supreme Court.
Well, I think it should be legal. I mean, if that's what people want to do, then they should be able to do that. I think it's a terrible system.
Well, what some restaurants were doing were they were forcing everybody to pull the tips of, if you want to have a job here, you've got to pull your tips.
That's so not force.
It wasn't a
that's contract.
Thing
of... That's suggesting.
No, it's a contract. You go working. You want to go work there. They tell you, hey, look, we pull tips here. You don't like that? Go find another job. There's plenty of restaurant jobs. I mean, it's not hard to find a restaurant job. There's an incredibly high turnover in restaurants. People are always leaving those jobs.
But getting back to this, Cummings said...
But no tips. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no tips. While the restaurant's menu garnered a loyal following and hefty praise... There were complaints about 40-minute waits for sandwiches and limited hours of operation. News of the restaurant's closure sparked debate on Reddit, and they describe it as a discussion website.
Oh.
Business and politics aren't an appetizing mix, wrote one person who had this to say.
Mm.
I want to pay money for good products without a side of indoctrination. Hopefully this sends a message you shouldn't try running your business on political goodwill alone.
Mm-hmm.
In August, the diner actually came under fire from customers for sending free meals to the Grand Rapids Police Department, which then posted a thank you on Facebook. That drew angry comments from some customers who accused the diner of shifting away from its proletariat roots by supporting a nearly all-white police force in this era of police violence. Bartertown responded with a Facebook post saying its community model required an inclusive approach. At Bartertown, they wrote, we aim to break down barriers, to invite everyone to the same table regardless of their socioeconomic status, beliefs, race, or gender. From the penniless folks we engage with on the streets to the wealthy and everyone in between of all genders and races, we do not show prejudice. Cummings declined to talk about the incident on record, but noted the restaurant routinely provided free meals to organizations. It also had a board that let customers pay to put up tickets, which could be used by someone in need of a taco or a bowl
of food.
That's
a nice idea, a little pay it forward
thing. That's nice, and I would like to see more restaurants do that, where you can just be like, here's five extra dollars that, you know, if somebody comes in and they need, you know, a sandwich.
Like a take a penny, leave a penny thing.
Sure, except a little bit larger. Please. And there was also a story about a restaurant that was having bums take stuff out of the dumpster that ended up putting up, like, a sign out back. Like, just come in, ask for a PB&J, and we'll give you one for free.
Right.
And I thought that
no
was
no questions
kind of a cool
asked.
Thing. Yeah.
And there's even some Panera Breads that will do a thing to where it's like a pay what you want, where when you check out, they'll
That's
say
right.
your suggested total is And if you wind up giving more, then they'll, you know, deduct it off of somebody else's, or they'll donate stuff to the homeless shelter.
Yeah, we talked about that
once. I think Pete Ayer had stopped at one and did a video when he was on the Motorhome Diaries.
There's like a couple of experimental Paneros that are doing that.
Yeah.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't know if they were the corporate stores or...
I think they were corporate.
Yeah. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Franklin is part beagle and part yellow lab. He was rescued in 2010 from the streets of Los Angeles. Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg. He was malnourished and emaciated. He was also shedding excessively. The vet bills, the prescriptions became increasingly expensive. And he wasn't eating. That led me to look for other food sources for Franklin, including a raw dog food diet. I found the entire recipe, which incorporated raw meat, eggs, rice, Dynovite, and Lickochops. His omega-3 supplement on dynovite.com.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
Now he's thriving. He's shedding much less. He never misses mealtime. And his coat is soft and shiny. Like that you guys are focusing on rescue dogs. I think every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynovite. 859-428-1000. Start that little pet off right. Just go to dynovite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves here and bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
HostGator.com/FTL gets you 50% off of HostGator's regular prices. HostGator's one of the top hosting companies out there. They've got a 99.99% uptime rating. They've got one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. If you've been thinking about starting a blog or a website, maybe you've already got a website, but you need to move to a new host, you're tired of your existing host, we can get you 50% off their regular prices by you just going to this special URL. It's HostGator.com/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. HostGator.com/FTL as we go to the phones here. We can talk more about the commie restaurant that has gone out of business in Grand Rapids. But first, we've got James in Ohio watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, James.
Yes, Ian Freeman, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm a big fan. I've been listening to you on and off for years, and I'm a reformed former government worker, although I lean conservative. Not just you, but I was inspired to get in the private business, and now that's what I do, and I'm a lot happier than I've ever been.
Congrats.
Because, you know, you're actually offering value to people and so forth. And so, but anyway, okay. I think y'all are being a little unfair to Vincent because I used to be a true anarcho-capitalist relative to all forms. And I still am. I do consider myself a volunteerist and such. But if you read some of Lou Rockwell and Hans Poppy, says some of those they actually speak about this, about how it's not. And listen, I know y'all are well aware of this, and y'all study this stuff all the time, and I don't. But. The line of work I'm in and the work I do for the company that I service, they have folks in England who they try to bring here and they can't because of stupid immigration laws, right? And so,
Yes,
legally it's way too hard to come here. And these are smart, productive people who would do nothing but help the economy, and I think our society would benefit from them being over here. So in that regard, the government has to change that because that's market driven. But guys, I was in Denver, Colorado, getting treated for cancer. Now, and cancer actually ate my vertebrae away, and I was paralyzed. Okay? Yes, and this was about a year ago, and so I was in the hospital for 50 days. Okay, when I was in the hospital in Denver, okay. The people in rehab with me, I would say about 3/4 to 2/3 were Spanish-speaking folks who, when I would ask the physical therapist, or we would talk about different things, and they actually legally weren't allowed to tell me this, but they ended up doing it. They told me they really probably weren't American citizens. And a lot of their surgeries, they came.
So they shouldn't have been allowed to get surgeries. They shouldn't have been in the hospital.
Absolutely. Yes, Daryl. And by the way, I'm a fan of yours, and I wish you were president. By the way, but no, I agree with you. But here's the bottom line.
Well, no, Daryl wasn't saying that he was asking you, do you believe they should not be able to go into the hospital and get surgery?
Yes. No. They should not be able to.
Do you think they paid for it?
Wait. Yes. If they're able to legally pay, then yes. But they're not paying. The hospital has to take them. They're coming over from the border from Mexico, knowing that the hospital can't refuse them. And then
now that's a law, though. That's a law that forces hospitals to do that.
Right. I understand, and Ronald Reagan signed that, and I'm completely against that. But protecting the border, down there on the border, is not private property. The government owns that land, and so it's not bad for us or for people who have to pay taxes, to not want folks coming over because we can't protect it, to have some sort of resistance to that. Say, wait a minute. And like I said, the immigration system as it is a joke. Don't get me wrong. It's way
What makes
too
you
hard.
Think the government's going to make it less of a joke?
The government's only made it more of a joke and more of a joke and even more of a joke. In the late 1800s, the French government gifted the United States government this giant statue that stands in New York Harbor with a poem at the bottom that says, give me your tired, your weak,
is that
your
legally binding,
masses.
Though, Daryl? Is that legally
no,
binding?
No, it was an indication of what the attitude was.
Right, and
well,
at
the
time,
yeah, and things change.
And
there used to be
time,
slavery in this country, Daryl. Was that an attitude of the time? Should we still have slavery because of it?
No, slavery was a horrible, horrible thing that infringed on human rights. And when the Statue of Liberty was put in at the time, I believe that was, 1886 when that was donated, the only immigration law that had been passed at the federal level at the time was the Chinese Exclusion Act that got passed 14 years prior. Horrible piece of legislation, by the way. But when Ellis Island opened, the only thing that had to be done was state your name and you're on your way. And then they started adding all kinds of tests.
Well, they'd be quarantined if they were sick also. They'd be quarantined if they were sick.
Not initially. That happened about a decade after Ellis Island opened. And then they started giving people intelligence tests. I remember when I visited Ellis Island, they've got quotes hanging from walls, and one of them was a quote, this girl from somewhere in Eastern Europe was asked the question, when washing stairs, do you wash from the bottom to the top or the top to the bottom? And she said, I didn't come to America to wash stairs. I came here for freedom.
Daryl,
so here's, go ahead, James.
Thank you, Ian. Well, here's the bottom line, is that in our current system, the way that we interpret, what is it, Ron Paul talked about, the 12th, I can't remember where, if you're born here, you have citizenship rights.
You're talking about birthright citizenship?
Right, exactly. Which is misinterpreted and shouldn't, and first of all, the whole idea of citizenship, I agree. Why are we citizens to a country anyway? You know, we're citizens to ourselves, you know? But the way it's interpreted, the way it's abused, and the fact that that's not private property on that border, Daryl, there is a cause for it. It's not.
Look, you can justify it all you want, but the thing is, the funny thing that about y'all's position, Vincent and James, is that you seem to believe that the government can do this. I mean, look, it's the government. They fail at everything. Yeah. Even if you can justify, oh, it's the government's border, we pay taxes, bad people are coming. The government sucks at doing everything. They can't do this right.
I'm sure that both of you would agree with the quote, if you put the U.S. federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years, there'd be no sand. But yet, somehow, you think that the U.S. government can
the
do something.
Are made out of people, okay? Just
hold
like
on.
Your organization.
Hold
and
on.
So
James.
People are different everywhere.
Toll free number 855-453. No, people may be different, but governments fail everywhere.
That's a big general, is it?
It's a true statement. 855-453. Yeah, look at their programs. It's Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of these airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So Tipsy Elves, we've got a problem. One of our listeners reported that the code is not working. So that's embarrassing. We've been talking about Tipsy Elves and their cool sweaters that we've been modeling on some nights here in the studio. We don't have one on here tonight.
We've got one. If Vincent will grab that.
Yeah, if you want to grab the, you're welcome to grab it right there from the chair, Vincent. But the best way, of course, to see their inventory is to go to tipsyelves.com, check it out. They've got a bunch of different sweaters with some crazy and outrageous and ridiculous and really garish and ugly designs. And Vincent is now putting on a sweater that
he's
is likely
putting it on instead of just holding it up.
Yep, that's really, he's going above and beyond the requirements here. It's a little too large for you, but it wasn't intended for you.
I feel skinny.
You got to get close.
I feel skinny in it, so I like it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
very nice and very comfortable too.
And mine, you know, fits me really well, and it keeps me really warm. So not only are they warm because they are serious about quality and construction, but they're also all about fun. There's some just outrageous and ridiculous sweaters, including interactive sweaters, one with beer pong cups attached to it and you can throw ping pong balls into the beer pong cups. And that's not the only interactive sweater they have for men. There's also full-on Christmas suits for men. For women, they've got holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. They also have collegiate designs as well. So they've got the huge Christmas section and then college wear as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at the college wear right now. They've got men's and women's sweaters, women's jogger leggings, and then they have men's and women's jumpsuits and fanny packs.
So go and get yours. We've been telling you to use code FTL and get 20% off the entire site. However, apparently there's something wrong, and that code is not being recognized. Now, why is that? Well, so Tipsy Elves does business with an ad buyer that sort of does the business of finding places to advertise for Tipsy Elves, and so there was probably some kind of miscommunication in there to where the code didn't get activated or whatever. So we're not yet sure how to deal with this. What I would suggest doing is contacting customer service and asking them what to do, because, hey, you heard this on the radio. We're advertising for Tipsy Elves, but the code doesn't work. And we, Mark tried to reach out to the advertising company, and apparently they're off for a Christmas party today. So they weren't able to deal with this, and so now we get to talk about, you know, Tipsy Elves and how great the products are, but the code doesn't work. Or at least as of this afternoon, the code didn't work. I've asked Mark to reach out directly to Tipsy Elves and see if they can flip a switch or something like that to make this thing happen, which hopefully their customer service is in over the weekend. I don't know what their hours are. But I would recommend that if you're putting together an order, I did notice this because when I went and ordered a sweater a few weeks ago from Tipsy Elves, I got distracted and left stuff in the cart, and they started emailing me like, hey, you forgot something in your cart. So, you know, I would say load up the cart and then send them an email and say, my code's not working. And
right, so you've got to create an account put in an email, otherwise you won't get notified.
Right, so the code FTL is supposed to get you 20% off site-wide, but right now it's not working, and hopefully we'll hear good news sometime this weekend that it will start working if all goes well. Because they are great sweaters, and they make really killer Christmas gifts, and they'll get you a lot of attention at your Christmas or holiday parties. As we go to your calls, or go back to your calls here, James is still with us in Ohio. Yeah. So we were talking about, right there, before we had to go to break, talking about the idea that government fails at pretty much everything that they attempt to do. They may be able to build the bridge, but they pay too much for it. If you're lucky, the bridge won't fall down. The war on drugs has been completely unsuccessful in keeping drugs out. As Daryl pointed out, you can't even keep, the government can't even keep drugs out of its own prisons, which is a much smaller plot of land than the whole country is. So, you know, the fact is, yeah, if you throw a bunch of money and troops at the border, you're probably going to stop some people from coming here. Further, if you create a total police state, it will likely not be as attractive to people to want to come here in the beginning.
And maybe that's the point.
And maybe that is the point. But ultimately, if people want to come here, the amount of troops or the amount of people on the border or whatever is not going to stop it. It'll just be like the drug cartels who have to pay off border guards. Border guards will get paid off to let trucks full of people through as well, and they probably currently are. So, I mean, why you believe that the government can do this task when you should be able to acknowledge the government generally fails at whatever it tries is bewildering to me, guys. Let's let James reply first.
Okay, Ian, I would be all for some sort of militia or private entity that's voluntarily going down there, or that people could privately raise money to help protect it. I'm not even for the government doing that. And earlier, Daryl, I think, quoted Milton Friedman when he talked about the government would make the desert, couldn't even keep sand in the desert. And I agree with everything that y'all said about the government, like I said. But here's the bottom line. Milton Friedman, who I don't think was perfect by any means, he even said when it comes to immigration, when you have a welfare state, you're going to attract people to come over just to use the welfare state. And that's what's happening. And when you do that and the government is in charge of immigration and they're limiting people who would be contributors to society, and they're because of their incompetence, they're letting people in. I don't think it's because of their incompetence, people are coming in who are just milking the system. I don't think it's unreasonable to say, hey, look, this isn't private property. These people are coming over, just like when I was in Denver, and they're spending millions of dollars for people to have surgery. The people come over knowing that they can go to the hospital and get surgery. I don't think that's right, and I don't think it's a totalitarian stance to say, wait a minute, we don't really want this.
But you're justifying more government because we have government, right?
Well,
you're
not saying, more government. Oh, we've had...
Yes,
we've
you're
had
calling more, for more government.
Well,
you're
I'm
calling for border control.
I'm saying, yes, we've had border patrol, not ever since the founding of this country, but we've had it for a decent while. I'm not saying we should put even more people on there. I'm just saying...
You may not be saying that, but plenty of people are saying that. Trump's talking about a wall, and you don't oppose it.
If I had evidence that something else would be more cost effective or whatever, I'm not dogmatic about it.
Hang on, James,
if something more cost effective, I'd say. But yes, at the moment, yeah, I do believe in the wall.
James, you're saying you do not believe in the wall, or you do?
No, because as Ron Paul said about 8 years ago, 10 years ago, if you build a wall to keep people out, it can also keep people in.
Okay, go ahead.
No. No,
so where would you go to if, say, the U.S. became such a police state? Where else could we, all of these freedoms get taken away? Where else could you go? Like, where else is more free than the U.S. that you have easy access to?
Have you ever heard of Switzerland?
Easy access to.
Yes, I have I have coworkers who live in Europe. My business is international. It's not, yes, I agree, to be a citizen in Switzerland, it's a hassle. But to go to a place and to be sponsored to work, you can actually achieve things like that. It's about, I don't know if the United States is really that free. If
it's not. I mean, compared to everywhere else. In my opinion, compared to, like,
well, let's
in Canada,
this,
where I
think... Canada's more free, dude. If you look at the Index of Economic Freedom...
Okay, that's economic freedom. You can get arrested for hate speech there. You can, if you defend your own property with a gun, you will be sued by the Crown, okay?
Where do they rank on the social freedoms charts, Daryl? Do you happen to have that handy? Because
that's what I'm trying to pull up right now. The Cato Institute and the Fraser Institute out of Canada, along with a German entity, did the Index of Freedom in the World that I just pulled up.
And this takes in both social and economic freedoms?
Correct. What they show is New Zealand number one, followed by Netherlands, Hong Kong, Australia, Canada, Ireland, United States 7, Denmark, Japan, Estonia, Switzerland, Norway.
So the U.S. 12. Behind Canada. Now it may
that's
not
for economic
this.
And social. I mean, my stance is. I do consider the U.S. to still be the last bastion of freedom. That's why you live in New Hampshire and not in Canada. Okay, the last domino cannot fall at the U.S. There's no place else we could escape to.
But here's the thing, though. If you put up walls, the less walls you have and the more freedom people can go, it keeps places free.
Thank you, James. I agree with you on that point. I appreciate your call tonight, man. Appreciate that. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple
simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real, tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-687-5416 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group. Get up to $995 in free silver on all qualified transactions. Ask how. All transactions have no startup fee, are privately delivered, and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-687-5416. 800-687-5416.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Get in here in the remaining moments. We've got enough time for you. If you call now, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program allows you to get behind Free Talk Live for $5 a month. We will take that $5 in, invest it into the show, and use it to market and advertise and promote Free Talk Live to get on new radio stations. We're going to have another station coming on board in a decent market, which I'm pretty excited about. I'm not going to break the news yet, but it's going to be 6 nights a week, and they're going to be live for like 2 hours a night, which is awesome. So we'll talk about that soon, hopefully sometime this month. Those things become more possible because of our Free Talk Live listeners who become amplifiers at $5 a month, and you can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin right there on the website at amp.freetalklive.com. Supposedly you can use American Express. No one has tried it yet, at least that I know of. But American Express has been pounding on my door letting me know, you can take us now, you can take us. All right, well, I don't think anyone really cares. But you can now, supposedly, at amp.freetalklive.com. So sign up there and get access to perks like the Amp Only call-in lines. There's the Amp Only Facebook group where, Vincent, you posted this week one of the threats that you'd received from James Wittekind. So the only the amplifiers are getting to see the contents of that James Wittekind threat. So you get special things like that in the Amp group and also other access like the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast.
Ad-free podcast.
Yep, that's correct. Well, except for the ads of like Tipsy Elves that we're talking about. Right. We do on the air. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones, to the fun. In this case, we go to Skype, where we've got Robert on the line. And Robert, you're calling from the interwebs. Go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, good. Cool. I decided to pull up my old condenser mic and test it out. How does it sound?
Sounds great.
Excellent, yeah.
Cool. Excellent. Anyway, got a lot of good topics today, but I did want to, first of all, mention about the topic that Daryl was speaking about yesterday in regards to copyright. Now, I'm just in the very beginning stages of trying to start up my own business, and at the same time, I am also very opposed to all three versions of intellectual property that you might want to consider, whether it be patents, trademarks, or copyright, especially when it comes to the amount of bullying that large companies use to stamp out the small person that's trying to start out their business, even though that's why supposedly they're supposed to be put in place, is to protect the small person.
And
so,
the story, just to catch people up that might not have been listening last night, the story that we were talking about was the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the myriad Apple v. Samsung cases, where Samsung was found to have violated Apple's intellectual property by having a rectangle with rounded corners for their cellular telephone, and then there were two other elements of the phone that were too similar to things that Apple had. The lower court initially said that Samsung had to pay Apple all of the profits. Samsung objected, saying, we didn't copy the entirety of the phone, just a couple of elements, and then went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said, yep, this is a flawed lower court ruling. You should not have to pay all of the profits.
Really?
Send it back to the lower court for them to determine what percentage of profits should wind up going. One of the justices said, quote, unquote, they didn't copy all of the chips and stuff.
Shows how much they actually understand.
Maybe they only copied 1% of the design, so they should only have to pay like 1% of the profits. It's for the lower court to determine what percent was copied.
That's the thing that I don't like about these kind of laws is the people that are trying to judge the law, they have no idea how technology works in the first place. So how the hell can, excuse me, how the heck can, is hell allowed?
It's allowed.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, how
we're
the
still
hell
talking to you, because if not, we'd have to, we'd be shouting and dumping your call.
I mean, it becomes ridiculous. I've listened to a lot of talks from people like Rick Falkbinga, the head of the Pirate Party, or the original founder of the Swedish Pirate Party.
That's right.
And also Richard Stallman. And one thing that I have always done, because before I tried to start making money with it, I've always been a proponent of a free open internet. And one of the things that I've always done is whenever I made something, I would always put it out there for free for people to download. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you know, appreciate it. And then comes the constant bugging temptation to, maybe I should keep this part secret, because if I give that out, that means someone else can do it. And then becomes the question of, well, how can you make money if you give out all of your stuff for free?
People have started doing is using services like Patreon.
Right.
To where they'll give certain perks to donors.
Which you're doing.
Right.
I do. The Lava Flow podcast does. Brian Sovereign does with Sovereign Tech. To where there's special content that goes to donors. Or what I'll do is add free versions that wind up going to the people that donate. And then there are other people that they'll do other stuff. Like you get the podcast a day before everybody else does.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to bring up, is Patreon was my answer to that. Kickstarter on a different level if you have a large project. But I actually had one person deny me funding. They were going to give me a small loan to start my business up, and they said, no, we're not going to do that because we don't think that you're going to make any money back. And I said, why not? He said, because you're giving all your plans, all your drafts, and all your different, you know, schematics for free. I'm like, but that's why I'm so popular, is because people use me as a source of information, and then they buy the product just because they, you know, I believe
that's the other side of it is if you're locking down your content, then you're not hitting as many people as you possibly could.
Right.
So I believe in charging for physical matter. I live by a very simple motto in life. It's kind of redundant, but so is everything else. If matter didn't exist, nothing would matter.
Mm-hmm.
So on the interwebs, where I'm from, if something does not have material goods, you can't steal it because it's copyable infinitely.
Correct.
It's just like air. You know, you get the picture of Mel Brooks, you know, sniffing the Perrier from Spaceballs. But
I love that.
But if it's material objects, then it's something that can be physically attained, and therefore there is, you know, people say, well, you know, you're charging for your labor, you're charging for your service. I'm like, yeah, but once I've made it, and if it's infinitely copyable, how valuable really is it to keep it to yourself versus share it with everyone versus a physical piece of, you know, like, say, the microphone that I'm talking into? You know, it's physical matter. That's where I put my philosophy, is if it's a physical product, I charge. But
that makes sense. I mean, right. The physical product costs to manufacture.
It's kind of like, you know, Schrodinger's widget.
Oh.
No, Schrodinger's widget. He created a widget, but it's inside a box. So did he really create a widget?
If you pay, you can find out.
If you can't see the widget and you can't touch the widget, did he create a widget?
And the other thing too that people don't pay attention to is how much overhead are you adding on to your profit margin, taking away from your profit margin by creating a paywall, by creating all of the safeguards and all of the digital restrictions management that you have to put onto your content to keep it from getting into hands of people that don't pay for it.
Well, not only that, but then there's also the seen versus unseen of how many people would have downloaded the ebook if it were free versus, it's behind this 99-cent paywall.
And you'll never
know. Then the Mises Institute, they put the ebook version up for free, and then they sell physical copies. And they've actually reported that the sales of physical copies have gone up since they put the ebook, because people are like, I like this, I want a copy of it.
Right, because inherently I think people know, especially now, that, and I think even Metallica has finally learned this after 15 years, that people know that if they don't support what they like, that it could go away.
Yes.
You know, if there aren't enough people buying a physical copy of media, you know, the Blu-ray or whatever, the book, then eventually those producers are going to say, screw it. You know, people obviously don't value, they want to watch it for free, but they're not willing to send a few bucks in. We're just going to quit. We'll go find something else to do.
And I remember reading about some early musician acts when, like, records were coming out and becoming popular. People were like, I'm not going to make a record. Then nobody's going to come see my shows.
Right.
How am I going to make money if nobody comes see me perform?
Oh, that's so funny. I mean, these are old ideas, right? Hey, Robert, good discussion, man. Unfortunately, we're short of time. You got a quick thought? Go ahead.
Oh, that's it. I'll save my question for next time.
All right. I appreciate hearing from you. Right. Yeah, it's an interesting discussion, and one that I think we're still transitioning into. And some people, you know, they'll never really get it, and that's okay, because, you know, different models will probably work for different people. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, check out Daryl at LibertyLobby.xyz. Check out Vincent at OffTheAirLive.com. And in the meantime, FreeTalkLive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.